Arthur Hopkins presents. Of the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations, Arthur Hopkins presents Sophie Treadwell's Mackinac, starring Zita Johann of the original production, Sidney Blackburn, who is now appearing on Broadway in Chicken Every Sunday, and Harold Vermillier, who is also appearing on Broadway in Yakovsky and the Colonel. Tonight's production of Mackinac is directed by Wynne Wright from a radio version by Gerald Holland. Now, here is Mr. Hopkins to speak to you.
Mackinac, Sophie Treadwell's brilliant dramatization of human frustration, is one of the few important American plays produced in the past 15 years. For 10 years, it has been a permanent part of the repertoire of leading Russian theaters. Thus, theatergoers in far-off Siberia may still see a play long ago abandoned in its own land. In Russia, the theater is regarded as an essential cultural element of everyday life. It is more than entertainment or escape. It plays an energetic part in forming the character and thinking of the people. Despite the strains and drains of war, it was insisted that theater continue their full activity. How much this added to the stamina of the people in crisis, we do not know, but it fully reveals the place of the theater as an essential of Russian life. In the not too distant future, the adult theater will be recognized as an important factor in our life. Permanent community theaters with professional companies will be established. This program is already proving the great hunger throughout the country for worthy plays. It is my belief that these performances will help create audiences for the community theaters when they are launched. Tonight we are fortunate in having the sensitive and eloquent Zita Johann, who created the role of the young victim in the original production of Mackinac. With her are Sidney Blackmer as the man and Harold Vermillier as the husband. So, without the inconvenience of a trip to Russia, in 1 hour you will know Sophie Treadwell's moving and compassionate Mackinac. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Miss A isn't in yet? Not yet, Mr. J. She's late. When she comes in,
tell her I want her to take a letter. It's important.
Miss A, important.
And I don't want to be disturbed.
You're in conference.
I'm in conference. Unless it's AB, of course.
Of course, AB.
And tell Miss A, the early bird catches the worm.
The early worm gets caught.
He's caught, hooked in the pan.
Oh, I'm late.
I'll say you're late.
Why are you late?
The subway.
Stall?
I had to get out.
Out? Out?
Out where?
In the air. I thought I'd faint. I had to get out in the air.
Same thing yesterday and the day before.
Yes, what am I going to do?
Take a taxi.
Mr. J wants you.
Me?
Yes, he's bellowing for you.
I'll go in. Do you think he'll marry her?
If she'll have him.
If she'll have him.
You think she'll have him?
How much does he get?
Plenty. 5,000, 10,000.
And plenty put away.
That's the third floor.
Will she have him?
Green
oil
sixes.
Good morning. Miss A, my boyfriend's got a friend. Want to come?
No, can't.
Date?
No, mother.
Worry?
Nag. Hello, George H. Jones Company. Oh, hello, Lois. Listen, tonight. No, wait, Lois.
George H. Jones, he likes me, loves me. You're late, my dear. Ah, yes, the subway. Perspire me. He's an old woman. I can be a bride. I can be the bride of a fat old woman. George H. Jones, Mrs. George H. Jones. Dear madam, in reply to your, why does he want me? He says he loves my hands. Here's a fat end. Well, my fine lady, how do you think we're going to live if you're too proud to work? Is that the way to talk to your mother, your poor old mother? 96th Street, change for express. Don't crowd, don't push. I must get out or I'll scream. All those bodies pressing. I must have air. I don't care if I'm late. I must get out. He's a fine man. He could give me everything. I could rest. I could sleep morning. Did madam ring? I'll bring your coffee at once, madam. When he touches me, my blood runs cold. He's a good man. He loved me. Anything to get away from ma and subways and offices and cheap places. Maybe I'd get used to it. I wonder if you do. I'll ask ma. I gotta ask somebody. She's the only person I could ask that. Anybody else would think I was crazy. George H. Jones, Mrs. George H. Jones, dear madam.
Mr. Dreamy, kid, get him along. George H. Jones, company good morning. Hello, George H. Jones, company good morning.
Ma, I want to talk to you.
Aren't you eating a potato?
No.
Why not?
I don't want one.
Why, that's no reason. Here, take one.
I don't want it.
Potato goes with stew. Here.
Ma, I don't want it.
Want it. Take it.
But I... Oh, all right. Ma, I want to ask you something.
Eat your potato.
Ma, there's something I want to ask you. Something important.
There's the garbage.
Garbage.
All right. What's the matter now?
Nothing.
That jumping up from the table every night the garbage is collected? You act like you're crazy.
Oh, Ma, don't talk.
You just said you wanted to talk.
Well, now I want to think. I got to think.
Aren't you going to finish your potato?
Oh, Ma.
Is anything the matter with it?
Ma, don't nag.
Nag. Just because I tried to look out for you, nag. Just because I try to care for you. Nag. Why, you haven't sense enough to eat. What would become of you, I'd like to know, if I didn't nag?
I'm grown up, Ma.
Grown up. What do you mean by that?
Nothing much, I guess. Ma, let's not do the dishes right away. Let's talk. I got them, Ma.
Well, I can't talk with dirty dishes around. You may be able
Ma,
to...
Ma, listen. Listen. There's a man wants to marry me.
What man?
He says he fell in love with my hands.
In love? Well, where'd you meet him? Where did you come to know him?
In the office.
In the office?
It's Mr. J.
Mr. J?
The vice president.
Vice president? His income must be... Does he know you've got a mother to support?
Yes.
What does he say?
All right.
How soon are you going to marry him?
I'm not going to.
Not going to?
I don't love him.
Love.
I don't love him, Ma.
Love.
Didn't you love Pa?
Oh, I suppose I did.
Oh, Ma, tell me about it.
Tell you what?
Tell me love is real, ain't it? It isn't all just... You fall in love, don't you? And then your skin oughtn't to curl, ought it? When he just comes near you, ought it? That's wrong, ain't it? You don't get over that, do you? Ever, do you? Or don't you? How is it, Ma, do you?
Do you what?
Do you get used to it so after a while it doesn't matter, or don't you? Does it always matter? You ought to be in love, oughtn't you, Ma? You must be in love, mustn't you, Ma? That changes everything, doesn't it? Or does it? But I haven't found anybody like that yet. I haven't found anybody. Well, I've hardly known anybody. You'd never let me go out with anybody.
Are you throwing it up to me?
No, no. Let me finish, Ma. Let me finish. I just mean I've never found anybody. Anybody. Well, nobody's ever asked me till now. Well, he's the only man that's ever asked me. I suppose I got to marry somebody. All girls do.
Oh, nonsense.
But I can't go on like this, Ma. I don't know why, but I can't. It's like I'm all tight inside. Sometimes I feel like I'm stifling. Oh, you don't know. Stifling. I can't go on like this much longer. Going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home. I can't. Sometimes in the subway, I think I'm going to die. Sometimes even in the office, if something don't happen, I got to do something. I don't know. It's like I'm all tight inside.
You're crazy.
Oh, Ma.
You're crazy.
Ma, if you tell me that again, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
If that isn't crazy.
I'll kill you. Maybe I am crazy. I don't know. Sometimes I think I am. The thoughts that go on in my mind. Sometimes I think I am. I can't help it if I am. I do the best I can. I do the best I can, and I'm nearly crazy. Go away. Go away. You don't know anything about anything, and you haven't any pity. No pity. You just sucked my life, all my youth. I never had any youth. Go away. Go away, or I'll kill you. My own child. Oh, Ma.
forgive me. Forgive me, my own child. To be spoken to like that, my own child.
I didn't mean it, Ma. I didn't mean it.
You're all I've got in the world. You don't want me. You want to kill me.
No, no, I don't, Ma. I just said that.
I've worked for you, enslaved for you.
You rest now, Ma. You rest.
I got to do the dishes.
I'll do the dishes. You listen to the music, Ma. I'll do the dishes. I'll get my rubber gloves.
The rubber gloves. I've been washing dishes for 40 years and I never wore gloves. But my lady's hands. My lady's hands.
Sometimes you talk to me like you're jealous, Ma.
Jealous?
It's my hands got me a husband.
A husband. So, you're going to marry him now.
I suppose so.
If you ain't the craziest.
Yes, sir?
Well, here we are. Yes, sir, here we are.
Anything else, sir?
Here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, here we are.
Yes, here we are.
Oh, aren't you going to take off your hat and stay a while?
Yes.
This is all right, isn't it? Huh?
Well, it's very nice.
$12 a day. They know how to soak you in these pleasure resorts. $12. Well, we'll get our money's worth out of it all right. You can't economize on a honeymoon. What are you looking at?
I thought you said there'd be a view of the ocean.
Sure there is.
Well, I just see people dancing.
The ocean's beyond.
I was counting on seeing it.
You'll see it tomorrow. What's eating you? We'll take in the boardwalk. Hey, pull down the blind.
That music. Young people dancing.
Hey, you look a little white around the gills. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Hey, you look like you're scared.
No.
Nothing to be scared of. You're with your husband.
I know.
Happy?
Yes.
Then come over here and give us a kiss. That's the girlie. Say, you've got to learn to relax, little girl.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest things to learn in life. That's part of what I owe my success to. Now you go and change those heavy clothes and relax.
Well, I thought maybe... Can't we go out for a little while?
Out? What for?
For fresh air, walk, and talk.
Well, we can talk here. I'll tell you all about myself. Go along now.
All right.
I'm going to enjoy life from now on. I haven't had such an easy time of it. I got where I am by hard work and self-denial. And now I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to make up for all I missed.
Yes.
And next year, maybe we'll go to Paris. You can buy a lot of that French underwear. And Switzerland. All my life, I've wanted a Swiss watch that I bought right there. I could have got a Swiss watch here, but I always wanted one that I bought right there. Isn't that funny, huh? Isn't it? Huh? Huh?
Yes.
All my life, I've wanted a Swiss watch that I bought right there. Hey, what's keeping you?
Here I am.
Well, and don't you look pretty? Yeah. Give us a kiss. Oh, hey, you're crying. What are you crying for?
Ma. Ma. I want my mother.
Well, I thought you were glad to get away from her.
I want her now. I want somebody.
Now, you got me, haven't you?
Somebody. Somebody.
There's nothing to cry about. There's nothing to cry about.
How are you feeling today? Better? No pain? You're getting along fine. Such a sweet baby you have, too. Aren't you glad it's a girl? You're not? Oh, my, that's no way to talk. Men want boys, women ought to want girls. Anything else you want? What? The noise. The riveting. Oh, that can't be helped. Hospital's got to have a new wing. We're the biggest maternity hospital in the world. I'll close the window. No?
I smell everything, man.
Here's your man.
Well, how are you today?
She's getting stronger.
Of course she is.
See what your husband brought you.
Yeah, better put him in water right away.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Everything okay? Oh, see here, my dear, you got to brace up, you know, and face things. Everybody's got to brace up and face things. That'll make the world go round. I know all that you've been through, but... Oh, yes, I do. I know all about it. I was right outside all the time. Hey, but you've got to brace up now. Make an effort. Pull yourself together. Start the uphill climb. Oh, I've been down, but I haven't stayed down. I've been licked, but I haven't stayed licked. I've pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. And that's what you've got to do. Willpower. That's what conquers. Look at me. Now you got to brace up. Face the music. Stand the gaff. Take life by the horns. Look it in the face. Having a baby's natural. Perfectly natural thing. Now, why should you...
What's the matter?
She's got that choking again, like she had the last time I was
here.
You
better go, sir.
Yeah, I'll be back.
She needs rest.
Tomorrow, then. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow and every day. Goodbye.
You got a mighty nice husband. I guess you know that.
How's the little lady today?
She's better, Doctor.
Of course she's better. She's all right, aren't you? What's the matter? Can't you talk?
Oh, she's a little weak yet, Doctor.
Bring the baby.
Oh.
Well, that's strong enough. I thought we were too weak to talk. That's better. You don't want your baby?
No.
What do you want?
Let alone. Let alone.
Bring the baby.
Oh, yes, Doctor. She's behaved very badly every time, Doctor. Very upset. Maybe we'd better not.
I decide what we'd better and better not hear, nurse.
Yes, Doctor.
Bring the baby. I'll look in later.
Yes, Doctor. Right away.
Oh, let me alone. Let me alone. Let me alone. I've submitted to enough. I was dead. I was climbing the golden stairs. I met my baby coming down. All the dead going up to heaven to rest. And all the babies coming down to earth to be born. Dead going up. Babies coming down. I can't go on. Oh, let me alone. Let me alone.
I'm going to beat it.
Oh, for the love of Mike, stick around. Have
they
a drink.
They ain't going to show.
Oh, sure they'll show.
How do you know they'll show?
I tell you, you can't keep that baby away from me. Just got to... She comes a-running.
Looks like it. I'm going to beat it.
Oh, for the love of Mike, have a heart. Listen, as a favor to me, I got to be home by 6. I promised my wife, sure. That doesn't leave me no time at all if I got to hang around entertaining some dame. You got to take her off my hands.
Maybe she won't fall for me.
Sure she'll fall for you. They all fall for you. Hey, here they come.
Hey, Al.
Good night.
Good night. What's eating you?
Nothing's eating me. Thought something must have swallowed you.
Why?
You're late.
Huh? Mrs. Jones, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, meet my friend, Mr. Rowe. Waiter, 2 more.
Well, so we kept you waiting, did we?
About an hour. Dick was about ready to beat it.
That's before I met the little lady. Here's Al.
Here's to you.
Here's looking at you.
Here's happy days.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, off a boat.
Off a boat?
Yeah, they get all this stuff here off a boat.
Yeah, that's what they say. Oh,
sure they do, sure.
All right, it's all right with me.
Yeah, but they do, sure.
I believe you, honey.
Well, baby, how they coming, huh?
Couldn't do better.
How's every little thing?
Just great.
Miss me?
I'll say so. When did you get in?
Oh, just a couple of hours ago.
Miss me?
Did I? Hey, you don't know the half of it.
Well, then tell me. Spill it.
Let's beat it.
We just got here.
No, don't I know it? Come on.
But what about them?
Oh, they're all set. Now, aren't you?
Are we?
Oh, I got to be out the house by 6. Come on. Oh, come on, kid. Let's beat it. Business is business, you know. I got a lot to do yet this afternoon. Thought you might like to go along with me. Help me out. How about it?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll go along with you. Help you out.
Yeah, all right with you folks?
All right with me.
I know what
business is like.
You do, do you?
I used to be a business girl myself before...
Before what?
Before I quit.
What'd you quit for?
I just quit.
You're married, huh?
Yes, I am.
It's all right with me.
Oh, Dick. Dick, don't forget about tomorrow.
Okay.
Say, get this bird to tell you about himself. Get him to tell you how he killed a couple of spics down in Mexico. Come on, kid.
Okay.
You killed a man?
Oh, two of them, with a bottle. Get him to tell you, with a bottle. Come on, kid, come on. Goodbye.
So long.
Why did you?
What?
Kill him.
To get free.
Oh.
They're a bunch of bandidos, bandits, you know. Took me into the hills, holding me there. What was I to do? I got the two birds that guarded me drunk one night, and then I filled the empty bottles with small stones and let them have it. I had to get free, didn't I? You don't have to have a gun to kill a man. You're just a bottle and some stones.
Oh, then what did you do?
Then I beat it.
Where to?
Right here. You glad?
Yes.
Necessity, you know, mother of invention. Ain't a bad weapon. First you got a sledgehammer, then you got a knife.
Ooh.
Women don't like knives, do they?
No.
Don't mind a hammer so much, though, do you?
No.
I didn't like it myself, any of it. But I had to get free, didn't I? I sure had to get free, didn't I? Now I'm glad I did.
Why?
You know why. Let's go.
Where?
You haven't been around much, have you, kid?
No.
I could tell that just to look at you.
You could?
Sure I could. Hey, what are you running around with a girl like that other one for?
I don't know. She seems to have a good time.
So that's it.
Doesn't she?
Well, don't you?
No.
Never?
Never.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just me, I guess.
Oh, you're all right.
Do you like me?
Like you? You don't know the half of it. Listen, you know what you seem like to me?
What?
An angel. Just like an angel.
I do?
That's what I said. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. I got to pay the damage. Now, I'll get a bottle of something to take along to my place.
No, don't.
Why not?
Don't bring any pebbles.
Say, forget that, will you?
I just mean I don't think I'll need anything to drink.
You like me, don't you, kid?
Do you, me?
Sure. Sure I do, kid. You're awfully still, honey. What are you thinking about?
About seashells.
I can't even say it.
When I was little, my grandmother used to have a big pink seashell on the mantel behind the stove. When we'd go to visit her, they let me hold it and listen. That's what I was thinking about now.
Yeah?
You can hear the sea in them, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Wonder why that is.
Search me. You got mighty pretty hands, honey. This little pig went to market. This little pig stayed home. This little pig went to...
Went diddle-dee-diddle-dee-dee.
You got awful pretty hands.
I used to have, but I haven't taken much care of them lately. I will now. What's that?
What?
That music.
It's a hand organ. I gave him two bits the first day I got here, so he comes every day.
I mean, what's that he's playing?
Cielito Lindo.
What does that mean?
Little heaven.
Little heaven?
That's what lovers call each other in Spain.
Oh, Spain's where all the castles are, ain't it?
Yeah.
Little heaven. Sing it.
De la Sierra Morena viene bajando, viene bajando.
What does it mean?
From the high, dark mountains.
From the high, dark mountains.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything. It don't make sense. It's love.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, I know what that means.
What?
Ay, 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 ay.
Into the Rio.
Say, sing it. Don't cry.
La, 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 la. Little heaven.
You got a nice voice, honey.
Have I?
You bet you have.
Hey. Are you ticklish?
Sure I am. Hey. Come on, honey, sing something.
Oh, I couldn't.
Go on, you got a fine voice.
Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with a spoon. I never thought that had any sense before. Now I get it.
You got me beat.
It's you and me. You're the dish, and I'm the spoon.
You're a little spoon, all right.
And I guess I'm the little cow that jumped over the moon. Do you believe in sort of guardian angels?
What?
Guardian angels.
I don't know, maybe.
I do. Well, there must be something that looks out for you and brings you your happiness at last. Well, look at us. How did we both happen to go to that place today if there wasn't something?
Well, maybe you're right.
Look at us.
Everything's us to you, kid, ain't it?
Well, ain't it?
It's all right with me.
We belong to each other. We belong together and we're going to stick together, ain't we?
Sing something else.
Oh, I tell you, I can't sing.
Sure you can.
I tell you, I haven't thought of singing since I was a little bit of a girl.
Well, sing anyway.
And every little wavelet had its nightcap on, its nightcap, white cap, nightcap on. And every little wavelet had its nightcap on, so very, very early in the morning. Did you used to sing that when you were a little kid?
No.
Didn't you? We used to. In the first grade, little kids, we used to go round and round in a ring and flop our hands up and down, supposed to be the waves. I remember it used to confuse me because we did just the same thing to be little angels.
Yeah?
You know why I came here?
I can make a good guess.
Because you told me I looked like an angel to you. That's why I came.
Honey, all women look like angels to me. All white women. I ain't been seeing nothing but Indians, you know, for the last couple of years.
You've known a lot of women, haven't you?
Not so many. Real ones.
Did you like any of them better than me?
Nope. There wasn't one of them any sweeter than you, honey. Not as sweet. No, not as sweet.
I like to hear you say it. Say it again.
Oh.
Go on, tell me again.
Yeah. Does that tell you?
Yes. We're going to stick together always, aren't we?
I'll have to be moving on, kid, someday, you know.
When?
Quien sabe.
What's that mean?
You gotta learn that, kid, if you're figuring on coming with me. It's the answer to everything below the Rio Grande.
But what does it mean?
Means who knows.
Quien sabe?
Yep, don't forget it now.
I'll never get below the Rio Grande. I'll never get out of here.
Quien sabe?
That's right. Quien sabe? Who knows?
That's the stuff.
You must like it down there.
Can't live anywhere else for long.
Why not?
Oh, you're free down there. You're free.
What's that?
It's just a street light going on.
Is it as late as that?
Late as what?
Dark.
Oh, it's been dark for hours. Didn't you know that?
No, I must go.
Wait, the moon will be up in a little while. Full moon.
Oh, it isn't that. I'm late. I must go. What's that?
What?
On the window ledge.
The flower.
Who gave it to you?
Nobody gave it me. I bought it.
For yourself?
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
Chinatown. Made me think of Frisco where I was a kid, so I bought it.
Is that where you were born, Frisco?
Yep, Twin Peaks.
What's that?
A couple of hills together.
One for you and one for me.
I bet you'd like Frisco.
Oh, I know a woman went out there once.
The bay and the hills, that's the life. Every Saturday we used to cross the bay, get a couple of nags, and just ride over the hills. One would have a blanket on the saddle and the other the grub. Night, we'd make a little fire and eat and then roll up in the old blanket.
Who was with you?
Anybody. You're looking good shape, kid. A couple of months riding over the mountains with me, you'd be great.
Can I?
What?
Someday ride mountains with you?
Ride mountains, ride donkeys.
Oh, it's the same thing with you. Can I someday? The high, dark mountains?
Who knows?
Oh, it must be great.
You ever been off like that, kid? High up? On top of the world?
Yes.
When?
Today.
You're pretty sweet.
I never knew anything like this was. I never knew that I could feel like this so purified. Oh, don't laugh.
No, I ain't laughing, honey.
Purified.
It's a hell of a world, but I know what you mean. That's the way it is sometimes.
Well, goodbye.
Hey, ain't you forgetting something?
No, I'm not forgetting. Can I have that lily?
Sure, why not?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, honey. We pause briefly for station identification. WEAF, New York.
Then it's all settled. Everything signed? Tell Williams to call me up. Well, it's all settled. Now watch me.
Did you put it over?
Did I put it over? Sure I put it over.
Did you swing it?
Sure I swung it.
Did they come through?
Sure they came through.
Did they sign?
I'll say they signed.
On the dotted line?
On the dotted line.
The property's yours?
The property's mine. I'll put a first mortgage. I'll put a second mortgage. The property's mine. I put it over. I sold them in the idea. I put it through. Hey, you don't seem to care. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Huh. Must be looking at something.
Nothing. The moon.
Well, the moon's something, isn't it?
Yes.
What's it doing?
Nothing.
Well, must be doing something.
It's moving. Moving.
Hello? Yeah, hello, Phillips. Well, I put it over. Yeah. I swung it. Sure, they came through. Did they sign? Well, ask me. Right on the dotted line. The property's mine. I made the proposition. I sold them the idea. Now watch me. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Tell Evans to call me up. That was Phillips. Wasn't he surprised? Say, you know, I'm not so sure about Mrs. Phillips. I think she's a little gay.
Oh, really?
Sure. I guess I'm lucky. It's a lucky man these days who has a wife he can be sure of. What's the matter?
Nothing.
There must be something. My, but you're nervous tonight.
I try not to be.
Well, you are.
Well, I try not to show it.
You inherit that from your mother. She was in the office today.
Today?
Sure, it's the first of the month, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
The old girl never wastes any time collecting her allowance.
Poor Ma.
And she's coming over tomorrow to see the baby. She gets a lot of comfort out of that kid. A mother's a very precious thing. A good mother.
Well, I try to be. I try.
Who was saying anything about you? Of course you're a good mother. Well, why wouldn't you be? Good home, husband who does everything for you, and a fine child.
Yes, I have everything. I should be thankful.
We should both be thankful. And now this big deal going through, well, I guess we're what you call sitting pretty.
Do you think we could go away for a little while?
What? Me get away now? With this deal just going through? It'll be me with the old nose to the grindstone for a long time now.
Well, maybe Ma and the baby and I could go to the seashore. I've been feeling terribly nervous lately. Sometimes I get scared.
Scared? Scared of what?
I don't know, just scared.
Oh, there's nothing the matter with you. Now, what fun would you have going away with just your mother and the baby? Oh, wait, child, just wait. I'll take you on a real trip. We'll go to Europe and see the whole show. England, France, Italy, Switzerland. I always wanted to buy a Swiss watch in Switzerland. Yeah, funny the ideas you get.
We can't go, then.
Oh, you don't want to go away now. Wait for me, and we'll do it right. Yeah, let's see. Anything in the paper? Another revolution in Mexico.
Anybody hurt? Any Americans?
No, sirree. I guess those greasers know now that your Uncle Sam is keeping an eye on things. Someday we'll go in and straighten out that country for good. No business sense. No efficiency.
I think I'll go to bed.
Oh, it's early. It's only 10:46. I don't want to go yet. Maybe somebody else will call me up about that deal.
Well, you can stay up.
Yeah, and if you fall asleep, I won't be able to wake you up. I know you. Come on, sit down. We'll both go to bed before long.
I'm tired.
Come on, sit down and rest. Yeah, well, want anything to read?
No.
Yeah? Before this country gets through, there'll be peace all over the world. The world's spiritual leader. That's what we'll be. Hmm.
There were a bunch of banditos, bandits, you know. Took me into the hills, holded me there. What was I to do? I got the two birds that guarded me drunk one night, and then I filled the empty bottles with small stones and let them have it. Had to get free, didn't I? I let them have it. You don't have to have a gun to kill a man, just a bottle and some stones.
Defense ready to proceed.
We're ready, Your Honor.
Proceed.
Gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the case of the prosecution. You have heard the witnesses for the prosecution. Not many of them, it is true, and with not very much that is pertinent to say.
I object, Your Honor.
Objection sustained.
Gentlemen of the jury, you have heard my client accused of the willful, cold-blooded, and brutal murder of her husband. This little woman, this young mother, this devoted wife, this filial daughter.
I object, Your Honor, irrelevant, immaterial.
Objection sustained. Proceed with your witnesses.
Ellen Jones.
Ellen Jones.
Mrs. Jones, will you take the stand?
The defense sprang a surprise at the opening of court this morning by putting the accused woman on the stand.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
You may sit.
Ellen Jones, accused of the murder of her husband, George H. Jones, will come into the witness stand.
What is your name?
Ellen Jones.
Your age?
29.
Where do you live?
In prison.
Mrs. Jones, you are the widow of the late George H. Jones, are you not?
Yes.
How long were you married to the late George H. Jones before his demise?
6 years.
In those 6 years of married life with your late husband, the late George H. Jones, did you ever have a quarrel?
No, sir.
You have one child, have you not, Mrs. Jones?
Yes, sir.
A little girl, is it not?
Yes, sir.
How old is she?
She's 5. Past 5.
Since the demise of the late Mr. Jones, you are the only parent she has living, are you not?
Yes, sir.
Where is she now, this child? Robbed by fate of a father's protection and by law, I do not say justice, of a mother's devotion. Where is she now?
With my mother.
Your mother. Before your marriage to the late Mr. Jones, you worked and supported your mother, did you not?
I object, Your Honor. Irrelevant, immaterial.
Objection sustained.
In order to support your mother and yourself as a girl, you worked, did you not?
Yes, sir.
What did you do?
I was a stenographer.
And you continued to work continuously in the support of your mother and yourself from the time you were 15 until the date of your marriage. Is that true, Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
By what firm were you last employed before your marriage to the late Mr. Jones?
By his.
By the firm of which he was the head, is that right?
No, he was the vice president.
And when you married him, you were your mother's sole support, were you not?
Yes, sir.
And since your marriage, you have continued as her sole support, have you not?
Mr. Jones did, yes.
But because you, through you, was it not?
Yes, sir.
A devoted daughter, gentlemen of the jury, as well as a devoted wife and a devoted mother.
Your Honor.
And now, Mrs. Jones, I will ask you. The law expects me to ask you. It demands that I ask you this one last question, this brutal, heartless question. Did you or did you not, on the night of June 2nd last or the morning of June 3rd last, kill your husband, the late George H. Jones? Did you or did you not?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
Now, Mrs. Jones, You have heard the witnesses for the state accuse you of deliberately murdering your own husband by brutally hitting him over the head with a bottle. A bottle filled with small stones. Did you? I repeat this, or did you not?
I did not.
You did not. Of course you did not. Now, Mr. Jones, will you tell the jury in your own words exactly what happened on the night of June 2nd or the morning of June 3rd last at the time your husband was killed?
Well, I was awakened by hearing something, somebody in the room, and I saw two men standing by my husband's bed.
I see. And what did you do, Mrs. Jones, when you suddenly awoke and saw two big, dark-looking men standing beside your bed?
Well, I didn't do anything.
You didn't have time to do anything, did you?
No.
Why?
Well, because before I could do anything, one of them raised something in his hand and struck Mr. Jones over the head with it.
And what did Mr. Jones do?
He gave a sort of groan and tried to raise up.
Tried to raise up?
Yes.
And then what happened?
The man struck him again and he fell back.
I see. What did the men do then, the big, dark-looking men?
They turned and ran out of the room.
I see. What did you do then, Mrs. Jones?
Well, I saw Mr. Jones was bleeding from the temple. And I got towels and tried to stop it. And then I realized he'd passed away.
I see. And what did you do then?
Well, I didn't know what to do, but I thought I'd better call the police. So I went to the telephone and called the police.
What happened then?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
The police came, didn't they?
Yes, they came.
And that is all you know concerning the death of your husband in the late hours of June 2nd or the early hours of June 3rd last, isn't it?
Yes.
All?
Yes.
Take the witness.
The defense finished their direct examination.
The accused woman told a straightforward story.
The accused woman told a rambling, disconnected story.
Mrs. Jones, will you describe for the jury more fully just how these big, dark-looking men looked?
Well, I didn't see them very well. I said that. I told the police that.
You made no effort to cry out, Mrs. Jones, did you? When you saw those two big, dark men standing over your helpless husband, did you?
No, sir, I didn't.
And when the two big, dark-looking men turned and ran out of the room, you made no effort to follow them or cry out after them, did you?
No, sir.
Why didn't you?
Well, I saw Mr. Jones was hurt.
Ah, you saw Mr. Jones was hurt. You saw this. How'd you see it?
Well, I just saw it.
There was a light in the room?
Yes, the moon.
The moon?
Yes, it was a bright moon.
It was a bright moon. You're sure of that?
Yes.
How are you sure?
Well, I couldn't sleep. I never can sleep in the bright moon. I never can.
You were not asleep then when...
Yes, then I was. But before, I wasn't.
Well, when did you go to bed? Do you remember that?
Yes, sir. At 11:12.
You're quite sure it couldn't have been 11:11 or 11:13?
No, sir. 11:12.
And how do you know it was exactly 11:12?
Well, Mr. Jones said so.
Ah, on the night he was to be murdered, Mr. Jones said...
He always said it.
Said what?
Said what time it was when he went to bed.
And you had perfect confidence in your husband, didn't you, Mrs. Jones? When he told you 11:12, you knew it was 11:12.
Yes, he always kept the correct time. He was very particular about that. He was counting on going to Switzerland someday and buying a Swiss watch right there.
So it was 11:12.
Yes.
Mrs. Jones, how does it happen, since it was your husband's custom to announce the time every night, that you so clearly noted the time on this particular night?
I don't know.
Mrs. Jones, was it because you knew as he stood there before you and looking at his watch that he was doing it for the last time?
No, no, no.
Was it because you knew that in the morning he would lie murdered?
No,
I object,
no,
Your Honor. I object.
Objection sustained.
Now to resume. As I understand you, Mrs. Jones, you say you could not see the two men very well, but you could see your husband bleeding from the temple. You say you saw that.
Yes, I said I saw that.
And did you see it?
Yes.
And did you call a doctor?
No.
Why didn't you?
Well, the police did.
But you didn't.
No.
Why didn't you? Why didn't you?
Well, I saw it was useless.
Ah, you saw that. You saw that very clearly.
Yes.
Mrs. Jones, did you ever see this before?
I think so.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, what do you think it is?
I think it's the bottle that was used against Mr. Jones.
Used against him? Yes, that's right. You've guessed right. This neck and these broken pieces and these pebbles were found on the floor and scattered over the bed. There were no fingerprints on this bottle, Mrs. Jones. None at all. Doesn't that seem strange to you?
No.
It doesn't seem strange to you that this bottle held in the big dark hand of one of those big dark men left no mark, no print? That doesn't seem strange to you?
No.
You're in the habit of wearing rubber gloves at night, Mrs. Jones, are you not? To protect, to soften your hands, are you not?
Well, I used to.
Used to? When was that?
Before I was married.
And after your marriage, you gave it up?
Yes.
Why?
Mr. Jones didn't like the feel of them.
You always did everything Mr. Jones wanted?
I tried to, anyway. I didn't care anymore so much about my hands.
I see. So after your marriage, you never wore gloves at night anymore?
No.
Mrs. Jones, isn't it true that you began wearing your rubber gloves again in spite of your husband's expressed dislike about a year ago this spring?
No.
You did not suddenly begin to care particularly for your hands again about a year ago this spring?
No.
You're quite sure of that?
Yes.
Quite sure?
Yes.
Then you did not have in your possession on the night of June the 2nd last a pair of rubber gloves?
No.
I'd like to introduce these gloves in evidence at this time, Your Honor.
Exhibit 24.
I'll return to them later. Now, Mrs. Jones, this nightgown, you recognize it, don't you?
Yes.
Yours, is it not?
Yes.
The one you were wearing the night your husband was murdered, isn't it?
The night he died, yes.
This was found not where the gloves were found, no, but at the bottom of the soiled clothes hamper in the bathroom, rolled up and wet. Why was it wet, Mrs. Jones?
Well, I tried to wash it.
Why?
There was blood on it.
Spattered on it?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, the bottle broke and the sharp edge cut.
Oh, the bottle broke and the sharp edge cut.
Yes, that's what they told me afterwards.
Who told you?
The police, that's what they say happened.
Mrs. Jones, why did you try so desperately to wash that blood away before you called the police?
I object.
Objection overruled.
Why, Mrs. Jones?
I don't know. It's what anyone would have done, wouldn't they?
Well, that depends, doesn't it? Mrs. Jones, when did you first see this bottle?
The night my husband was done away with.
Done away with? You mean kill?
Yes.
Well, why don't you say kill?
It sounds so brutal.
And you never saw this before then?
No, sir.
You're quite sure of that?
Yes.
And these stones, they were found with the bottle. When did you first see them?
The night my husband was done away with.
Mrs. Jones, do you remember about a year ago this spring, bringing to your house a lily, a Chinese water lily?
No, I don't think I do.
I'll show you this bowl, Mrs. Jones. Does that refresh your memory?
Oh, I remember the bowl, but I don't remember the lily.
You recognize the bowl, then?
Yes.
It is yours, isn't it?
It was in my house, yes.
How did it come there?
How did it come there?
Yes, where did you get it?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
You don't remember about a year ago bringing this bowl into your bedroom, filled with small stones and some water and a water lily? You don't remember tending very carefully that lily till it died? And when it died, you don't remember hiding the bowl and keeping it there until... You don't remember?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember the lily or the stone?
No. No, I don't.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce this paper into evidence at this time.
What is it?
It's an affidavit taken in the state of Guanajuato, Mexico. It's signed by one Richard Rowe, and its purpose is to refresh the memory of the witness on the point at issue, and incidentally, a motive for this murder. This brutal and cold-blooded murder of a sleeping man.
I protest, Your Honor. I object.
Let me see the document. Perfectly regular. Do you offer this affidavit in evidence at this time for the purpose of refreshing the memory of the witness at this time? Yes, Your Honor. You may introduce the evidence.
Why is this witness himself not brought into court so he can be cross-questioned?
The witness is a resident of the Republic of Mexico, and as such is not subject to subpoena as a witness to this court.
Proceed with the evidence.
The affidavit reads, in the matter of the state versus Helen Jones, I, Richard Rowe, being of sound mind, do herein depose and state that I know the accused Helen Jones and have known her for a period of over 1 year immediately preceding the date of the signature of this affidavit, that I first met the said Helen Jones in a so-called speakeasy somewhere in the West 40s in New York City, that on the day I met her, she went with me to my apartment, also somewhere in the West 40s in New York City, and where I gave her a blue bowl filled with pebbles, also containing a flowering lily, that from the first day we met until I departed from Mexico in the fall, that said Helen Jones was an almost daily visitor to my apartment.
No, no.
What is it, Mrs. Jones? What is it?
Don't read any more. No more.
Why not?
I did it. I did it. I did it.
You confess?
Yes,
I object,
did
Your Honor.
It.
You confess you killed your husband?
I put him out of the way. Yes.
Why?
To be free.
To be free?
Is that the only reason?
Yes.
If you just wanted to be free, why didn't you divorce him?
I couldn't do that. I couldn't hurt him like that.
Silence! Silence! Mrs. Jones, why? Why?
Your Honor, I ask a recess. Court's adjourned.
My prayer, and let my cry come to thee. Turn not thy face away from me. In the day when I am in trouble, incline thy ear to me. In what day soever I shall call upon thee, hear me speedily. For my days are vanished like smoke.
Stop that guy yelling!
No, let him sing. He helps me.
You can't hear the Father.
He helps me.
Don't I help you, daughter?
I understand him. I understand him. He's condemned. Father. Father. Why was I born?
I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. I leave the world and go unto the Father.
When I'm dead, won't I have peace?
Ye shall indeed drink of my cup.
Will I have peace tomorrow? Life has been a hell to me, Father.
Because you never knew God.
I thought something. I was always seeking something.
What? What were you seeking?
Peace. Rest and peace. Will I find it tonight, Father?
Your sins
will
are forgiven.
Will I find it?
Your sins are forgiven.
And that other sin. That other sin. That sin of love. That's all I ever knew of heaven. Heaven on earth. How is that, Father? How can that be? A sin. A mortal sin. All I know of heaven. Who's that woman?
Your mother.
Your mother?
She's come to say goodbye.
She's a stranger. Take her away. She's a stranger.
She's come to say goodbye to you.
To say goodbye.
But she's never known me. Never known me, ever. Go away. You're a stranger.
Oh, no.
A stranger.
No.
A stranger. Oh, mother. Mother.
My child. My child.
Come, daughter. It's time.
Wait. Mother. My child. My little strange child. I never knew her. She'll never know me. Let her live, mother. Let her live. Live. Tell her.
Come, daughter.
Wait, wait. Tell her.
Goodbye, daughter.
It's time.
Wait, wait. Tell her. Wait. Just a minute more.
Here they are. How little she looks. She's gotten smaller.
St. Philip, pray for us. All ye holy patriarchs and prophets. St. Philip, St. Matthew, St. Simon, St. Thaddeus. All ye holy apostles. All ye holy disciples. All ye holy innocents. Pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us.
Suppose the machine shouldn't work.
It'll work. Always does.
Shh.
Saints of God, make intercession for us. Be merciful. Fear the Lord. Be merciful.
Her lips are moving. What is she saying?
I wonder.
She walks alone.
Doesn't want them to help her.
Now she sits alone.
Yes. A lonesome seep.
How calm she is.
And beautiful.
God, what waste.
Thou shalt not kill.
Not unless you're the state.
The sovereign state.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Vengeance is mine, says the state.
The sovereign state.
What does she see?
Something beautiful.
Her face glows.
She's listening.
What does she hear?
Something beautiful.
eight wins.
Yes. It's over.
She kept listening to the end.
I wonder what she heard.
I convey your thanks to Sophie Treadwell, Zita Johann, and the cast for a beautiful theater experience. Next week, we bring you Grace George in Somerset Maugham's The Circle with Cecil Humphreys, Horace Braham, and Edgar Staley. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Tonight's production of Machinal by Sophie Treadwell was directed by Wynne Wright from a radio version by Gerald Holland and starred Zita Johann, Sidney Blackmer, and Harold Vermillier. Others in the cast included Jean Adair, John Connery, Ida Heineman, Dorothy Knox, Charles Kennedy, Hal Dawson, James MacDonald, Eugene Earle, Carl Weber, and John Sylvester. Music was written and directed by Morris Mamorski.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.